This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli artillery was seen firing at Gaza close to the border on Tuesday as warplanes and tanks pounded the south of the besieged strip. An Israeli ground assault that had been confined to the north has expanded to the southern half of the Gaza Strip since a week-long truce collapsed at the start of December. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking a tougher stance on Israel's war against the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Global calls for a ceasefire in Gaza have left both Israel and the U.S. increasingly isolated, and the president's now using unusually strong language, saying Israel's starting to lose international support due to what he calls the indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. The president says he thinks Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gets that, but he's not so sure about the Israeli war cabinet. The president's again warning Netanyahu not to make the same mistakes the U.S. did after 9/11, when he says overreactions led to needless war in Afghanistan, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told leaders in Congress with U.S. aid his country can win the war with Russia. But Zelensky arrived Tuesday on Capitol Hill to a darker mood than when he swooped in last winter for a hero's welcome. He went next to the White House as President Joe Biden's request for an additional $110 billion U.S. aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs is at serious risk of collapse in Congress. Republicans are insisting on strict U.S.-Mexico border security changes in exchange for any Ukraine aid. This is VOA News. Anxiety is growing among Ukrainians as a U.S. emergency spending bill to provide additional aid to Ukraine remains stuck in Congress. For VOA, Anna Chernikova reports from Kyiv.
Since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion, Ukraine has been almost completely dependent on military and financial support from its partners, especially the U.S. As Ukraine's leadership works to persuade its friends to keep sending the support it needs, on the streets, concern grows.
Of course, I count on some kind of support, because without it, objectively, we will not be able to win this war. I believe that every country should support Ukraine now.
As the U.S. Senate prepares to vote on the aid package, many Ukrainians brace for what could be an especially uncertain new year. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Hopes for finishing a critical climate summit on time faded early Tuesday as countries were still far apart on key issues, including an agreement on what to do about the fossil fuels that are causing dangerous global warming. Critics condemned a draft agreement released Monday in Dubai as a watered-down document that won't stop dangerous climate change. More than 100 countries have called to phase out planet-warming fossil fuels. The draft document called instead for countries to reduce, quote, consumption and production of fossil fuels in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. Bosnian towns have topped the world air pollution chart since last weekend. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
The country remains one of the most polluted in Europe. The capital city of Sarajevo has declared an air quality warning, with experts blaming residential solid fuel burning and transportation for the pollution. Despite Sarajevo authorities' pledge to make the city carbon-free by 2035, experts say a cost-of-living crisis has forced people to choose cheaper solid fuels for home heating and to drive older cars with higher emissions of pollutants.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. The United Nations is warning hunger could surge across West and Central Africa next year, primarily driven by violence in the conflict-ridden region. Officials from the Food and Agricultural Organization presented the findings in Senegal's capital, Dakar. The report is compiled by the UN and aid groups. It says nearly 50 million people could face food insecurity and more than 2.5 million will be on the brink of starvation. Climate change and inflation are contributing factors, but the main driver of food insecurity is increasing violence, particularly across the Central Sahel, which has been the hardest hit. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.